Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I'm from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I'm from Baton Rouge.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I do in the best.
Good night,
I
Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the number one station in the country. On all the journalists and talk show hosts that help their weekly programs. I'd like to say a good night to you as well. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. That's the number to call us on. You can text, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. I am Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge or Scroogey. They call me Governor, MP. It's just a pleasure to be a guest, I mean to be a host on Guardian Radio 96.9, but it's also a pleasure for all the listeners to take the time on a Friday night to listen to Inside the Inner City. That premieres every Friday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9. I don't know the show is that popular. Man, listen, I can't believe how many people listen to the show. It's way more than money. I am very happy that I know that I'm representing you guys, talk on the topics that most people would never have these discussions that I talk about on the show, calling some names who hold high position in the country, but talking about them in a respectable way and where we can correct the mistakes that we are making in the country. So I'm really appreciative to each and every one of you who tune into Guardian Radio, especially who listen to Inside the Inner City. You guys just make me feel so good sometimes when I'm walking in the streets and, you know, some people just hear my voice inside the food store, or walking in the barber store, or going to the hardware store. It's remarkable, you know. That means that you have an influence on people's lives. I know that this show is about talking about our problems, finding a solution, and making sure they are executed. And over the tenure of this show, it's all about building up the community, building up people's lives, building up programs, building up and solving problems that have been affecting us for the last 50 years in the country. And this show has made a lot of improvements on how government do things in the country because they listen in. And I myself personally have been in a lot of programs over the last 20-plus years in the country, sitting down with various different governments, giving them ideas. And I have also known that a lot of them were passed in a host of assembly that are currently making changes in the country today. So, you know, it's just a pleasure that you're making a difference in the country. And I want to just say thanks to each and every one of you who listen to Inside Inner City and telling me that I'm doing a good job, which I truly, truly appreciate, you know. And I love you guys for it, you know. And I like the callers who call in because we have a wonderful conversation. We don't go back and forth. And we have one of the most, one of the most smoothest set of shows in the country where we have callers calling and we just have a nice conversation, you know. We have one of the nicest set of show in the country with the callers and myself bringing up the topics, and sometimes the callers bring up their topics. So we have some of the nicest shows in the country, and we leading by example, you know. I was wanting to come from the streets, but when I come on this radio, I didn't bring that chair. I've changed my life around to be a model citizen. But what is happening in the country today is a completely spin than what I expected, you know, in this country when it comes to corruption, when it comes to where it come from, what department it come from. Man, it's just crazy, you know. I don't know how we as Bahamians are going to make it through. You know, we live in this Bahama land, but listen to me, man, there's so much going on. This is a small land, and I don't know how we're going to be able to fix it. You know, we are divided as a nation. You know, we're getting close to a general election that will be held next week Tuesday. And many people are undecided. The only people who are decided are the people who are 100% PLP and 100% FNM. They're the ones who are really decided. But then people who are indecisive, they're in the thousands, you know, in this country who don't know who to vote for. So I think they are going to decide who is going to be the next government of the country. We have the Coalition of Independence, you know, making them move. A lot of people say they want to vote for them just to send a clear message to both political party that, you know, we tired this back and forth. The progress report of the citizens itself, you know, when it comes to trickle-down effect and improving lives, you know, some people feel, you know, despite the government's best effort with the many different programs that they have initiated, especially with the billions of dollars they have gotten invested in Exuma, Freeport, and the Bahamas itself, many people say they are not feeling it. And then you have the adding the corruption. You know, despite the economy at its highest peak, Modi has graded us, I think, 2 or 3 times this year, like when Call last week, and I read it in the newspaper this week. So, you know, a lot of people are undecided. Like I say, the only sure people are the people who are party supporters, who are diehard PLP, who are diehard FNM. We know where their vote is going, right? We know they're going to vote for their party regardless, okay? But you have thousands of vehemence who have been asking, not been asking thousands, but I've been asking people as long as I walk through the streets and I stop at the stores, and everyone is saying they are undecided. So, boy, I don't know what it's going to come down to. But it's going to come down, boy, I just don't know. You know, and that's what we come to as a country. You know, when you see people are undecided on who they want to elect as the next government, it means that the people are fed up to a point where they just don't believe in none of the two political parties. It's just that we just don't have no other options besides the Coalition of Independence, and most people, you know, they really don't resonate to the leader, but they say they would vote Coalition of Independence for that person who run for that particular constituency just to send a clear message to the two major political parties. You know, so I don't know how this is going to go. I am a community leader in Grandstand. I talk to people every day. I'm with no particular party. Me as a community leader, I don't use my influence to tell nobody who to vote for. Anyone can tell you, living in Hay Street, the last 15, 20 years, I have not told one person to vote FNM or to vote PLP or to vote DNA and now Coalition of Independence, because I stay on a neutral avenue as a community leader. It's not my job as a community leader to use my influence to influence people for myself gain, because I might be involved with a particular political party and persuade them that, hey, this is the best party to go for. No, each and everyone has their own opinion to decide on who want to vote for, based on the performance or based on whatever was going on in the country in that 5 years. And if you feel it's not warranted to give your vote, then you would give it to the Free National Movement, you give it to the Coalition of Independence, or you give it to the independent candidates who was running for your community. You know, and that's how it is right now. You know, a lot of vehemence are undecided. So Tuesday, I think it's going to go down to the wire. I think a lot of people are still trying to decide on who they're going to vote for, besides the people who are diehard PLP, besides the people who are diehard FNM, and besides the people who are diehard Coalition of Independence. Now, we're going to start the show today, and we're going to play the former leader, former prime minister, and then we're going to play the current prime minister who's looking to be reelected again as the prime minister as we go into the general election. And then we're going to hear from the Coalition of Independence, if we think of someone. We have some of the Coalition of Independence there too, right? Are we? No, okay. Okay, don't worry about that. We talk about it as the show begins. So we're going to start these clips off some very important points going into the general election by former leader Hubert Alexander Ingram. And then we're going to hear from his friend, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, going into the 2026 general election and looking to become the Prime Minister again for a second term, is the Honorable Philip Brave Davis. I want to remind people out there that these guys are best of friends, okay? So for us, listen, you've never seen none of the Prime Minister blows at one another or curse at one another besides with the exchange in the House of Assembly. That's all a gimmick, people. these persons are marrying into one another families, okay? They marry into one another family. It's just about me trying to be the government so I could get some things achieved that I don't want no one to slow me down. You understand? So when my government's in power, I could go ahead 100%, but when the next government comes in power, I can't go 100%. I have to go like 50, 55 because they're in power, and then they might not want to go through with all my plans. But when my government is in power, I could go 150% with all the objectives, all investment that's coming in, I could do that. So this is what it's about, people. So for us, you need to understand this. For those out there who go to the polls, you know, don't allow yourself to get caught up in PLP and FNM. Yes, you're going to vote for a particular party. That's good. But at the same time, remember that the people to the very top are multimillionaires, and they are business partners, and they are friends, and they are always going to help one another. Those guys go to dinner together, sit down. As we speak right now, I don't know if they meet right now, but they meet, and they sit down and have breakfast together. To many places around the country, you could see these leaders sitting down together. If you go in certain restaurants, you would see a Perry Christie sitting down, you would see Ingram sitting down, and then you'd see a Brave Davis sitting down, and you might see a Hubert Minnis sitting down, okay? And all of them are multimillionaires. So just think what I'm trying to explain to you guys, okay? Politics is going to be politics, and yes, we're going to advocate to see it clean up from the corruption, but it's going to remain the same way. The people to the top are going to intermarry with one another, and they are going to be in control of the majority of resources we get in the country, and we never know about it unless it's exposed when it comes around to files being exposed. So I just want to listen in to what the election is going to be about, and I think it's going to be about immigration, and then we can talk about the Pentad accuses PRD of altering election rules. This is something that most Bahamians are talking about right now. We're trying to figure out if you're not on the voters registry and, you know, your name is not there, they're trying to say if they're going to allow, this was in the newspaper, but the government gave a response to the opposition remark today, responding to that. So we also have to get the response from the current government. But they are saying that some people were not on the registry, and they're asking if they, asking the parliamentary commissioner, I think, if Mr. Thompson, and the office, if these people can somehow vote in the upcoming general election. And most people are saying, you know, if this is true, but it's in the newspaper, but the PLP respond, most people are saying, who these people are? Are they illegal immigrants who got Bahamian documents and they ain't on the registry? But I don't understand, man. It's so confusing right now. I don't know. You know, they need that because the average Bahamian really can't understand this statement in the newspaper. You know, this is very confusing. If you're not on the registry, but man, I gotta read that as the show goes on. I can get to that. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna play the clips from former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram, and then Honorable Brave Davis, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
As he took the rally stage for the second time in 2 days, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram fired back at members of the Progressive Liberal Party who asserted that Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard is hiding behind the former party leader. During the FNM's rally in South Abaco last night, Ingram questioned why he should be silent when the PLP frequently draws on the Pinlings.
And Fred Mitchell, you know, he's the chairman of the PLP, he made a statement too today. He say something about I shouldn't be talking, so I shouldn't say nothing. But, you know, I don't know why they don't want me to talk, and they got Pinling talking from the grave. Talking to him on social media. they got Mike, who's 90-something, holding hands with candidate to get elected. But I must be quiet. Child, please.
PLP Chairman Fred Mitchell said in a statement that Ingram's comments are tedious irrelevance, as a former prime minister is not running for office. Ingram also responded to National Security Minister Wayne Monroe's defense of the PLP-led government's immigration record amid concerns over voter and passport fraud.
I spoke last night in Nassau to thousands, and the PLP has been, going crazy. They've been this one making statement, next one making statement. I see the Minister of National Security say they deported more people from the Bahamas, Haiti, than the FNM did. Well, that's a lie. Apart from being a lie, when we came to office in 1992, the PLP couldn't deport anybody to Haiti because Papa Doc told them they couldn't prove they were Haitians. They were locked up in Fox Hill Prison. The FNM created a detention center that you talked about today. That's an FNM creation.
The former North Abaco MP says the Davis administration has neglected the people of Abaco over the last 4.5 years, but expects to reclaim the island's 2 seats.
They got a nerve to come to ask you to vote for them again. They must think you are stupid. Why would you do that? Tell me one thing they've done since they've been in that's good for you. Nothing. And they ain't gonna change. And now the Bahamas can change them.
Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Veronique Tude.
Well, that's former prime minister, I guess. Each political party uses their former prime minister to get a point across. Ingram made some points concerning the detention center. It was the Free National Movement who built it. Many of the Haitian nationals at that particular time couldn't go back to Haiti because Papa Doc at that time saying they were not Haitian nationals, so they had to be held somewhere. So that's why I guess they built the detention center. You know, and like I say, this is going to be about immigration. I don't know. You know, despite the PLP has done a wonderful job when it comes to the economy, some great programs they have initiated, small business, rent-to-own. They have built a lot of low-cost homes in the country. You know, they have done some great stuff. But, they've done some great stuff. But I think what, as part of government, especially with the corruption, with the immigration department, the corruption on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the corruption on the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. Now, if you listen to the Customs and Immigration, they made a statement today stating that they want promotions, and et cetera, and et cetera, and et cetera. Speaking for both Customs and Immigration, so all these things, a lot of behemoths have to take into consideration. What makes matters worse, that it's when this is the issue, what really a lot of voters are against the Progressive Liberal Party for. Now, there are many people with them, but there are many people against them, right? But many people are against them for these two particular things, the legal immigrants, passports, and national assurance. Now, it's been happening under both governments. We can't just say under them. But this just went to a whole new level, and many people believe it's because they are trying to get votes to win the next general election because they know that everything's at stake. Most government need 10 years, but most behemoths have said one and done, especially when it comes to things that they see of not being able to deal with properly, especially things that hurt their heart when their sovereignty is at stake. We must remember now that most behemoths in this country love their Bahamas and they want to leave some for their grandchildren. I understand the Progressive Liberal Party stance when they're saying that, they're doing the best they can and give them the next term, and they'd give anyone they catch in government departments fraudulent documents, whether it's passport, whether it's birth certificate, whether it's national insurance cards, right, that they will give a penalty up to, I think, if I'm correct, with the Minister of National Security stated, I think it's $50,000 fine and 10 years in prison or something like that. Anyone in any one of these departments, At first, you know, they were denying that, they were denying these allegations when the minister, the opposition leader, Michael Pintard, he spoke on the matter. And he said that, you know, there are fraudulent passports being circulated. And he basically did not know evidence. I don't know if he had it in writing or, you know, no. The FNM party have operatives just like the PLP party have operatives on the police force, on the defense force, in all the government departments, to the airport, to the customs, you know, because these are two most popular parties in the country. And I think between these two parties, they have at least 50,000 members apiece, what they have as members all over the country. Them two parties have between 40 to 50,000 each, where they have 40 on this side or 50 on this side, or it could be tied, okay? So you have people in all government departments. So information is going to come out regardless if you're in power, because you've got people who are SAFNM, or you might have this grunted PLP staff member who is in the government department and just want to spill the beans, you know? People spill the bean and, you know, and probably give it to the opposition leader. And like I said, he went to the news, he went to the press, he spoke on the matter. And when he spoke on the matter, you know, he let the bombers know. And then he got a response from the government and the Minister of National Security. They were saying that, you know, if he helped the evidence, prove it, and et cetera, and et cetera. Quite frankly, he didn't present the evidence. But as the weeks passed by, all of a sudden now, we had like 90-something to 100 cases of poison with fraudulent documents, passports in the country. There was a denial now, a few weeks later. So it emphasized what the leader of the opposition, the Honorable Michael Pintard, and then you have the leader of the Coalition of Independence, Mr. Lincoln Bain, was saying similar things concerning the selling of documents. Now, that means on the government side, Bain, they was defending it, now we're seeing truth. So these are things that with the Bayman people might go to the polls to vote on, because we know when someone is trying to lie to us. Now, despite the good stuff you're doing, okay? Like I say, I think Brave is one of the most humble prime minister. I think Chester Cooper is doing a phenomenal job, you know, as the Minister of Tourism. He's building up his community, you know, providing him with all kind of opportunities, you know, beyond expectation. What's going on in Exuma? Exuma is going to be a place that you want to live and have a future with, because there's going to be a lot of investments in the Ragged Island and those constituencies and communities that Chester is in charge of. Same thing, look like Cat Island is improving as well. Just the same thing as Fort Charlotte with Travis Robinson's, the boss, great opportunities over there. So you're going to see a lot of changes happening in the communities where a lot of investments is going to happen. You might see a lot of investments where Rick Fox is going to be, you know, if he is successful within that constituency. I don't know, it's going to be hard for him. We don't know how the people's going to react. He only could wait till Tuesday. I only is one vote. Everyone else is one vote. But you know, many people would judge the government based on that and the corruption, what they're seeing on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. It's just not being really dealt with the way the Bahamian people want it to be dealt with. I know the government is saying that if they get in power again, they would make these prime issues to solve, because they're saying that we can't be able to accomplish all these things in 5 years, and they're saying give us five more. So I don't know, you know, it's going to be very, very hard, you know. Like I say, they have their party supporters, they have an engine, they have the money, they have the resources. Then again, you have the Free National Movement who are making their move, they gained some traction. So, and I tell you, this is a half-half. If you look at the last general election, you would see the PLP won in a landslide, right? But listen, people still vote for the Free National Movement. You know what I mean? In large numbers, even though they got swept in a landslide, you know, they just didn't win the majority of seats. But they still had a lot of people who vote for them. You understand? Close, even though they won by landslide. You know? So even when there's a landslide, there's still a lot of people who vote for the party. You know, just that, you know, party that wins the majority of seats. You know, the rest of the voters just add up from different all the constituencies. And that makes the biggest difference. So, yeah, you know, that's what it's going to be. So, I know, you know. You know, so when you deny something, and the Bahamian people, you know there's a problem, and when the government is not saying they have a problem, you know, another see, we want the Bahamian people want the government to say we have a problem, and then try to fix the problem by informing the general public on the steps they're going to take on how they're going to fix this problem in a timely fashion and always updating the general public. And that's what we want. And you can't blame the Bahamian people for being concerned about immigration when we are seeing the large number of cases of fraudery. You know, it's crazy. Never in the history of the country, I mean, it must be because phones come out and the internet come out, but never we've seen it like this, where national insurance is all about passports, you know, it's all about, you know, birth certificate, you know, people with who come here illegally, having Bahamian last name. Man, that's crazy, you know. It's a lot to think about, you know. It's a lot to think about when you go to the polls, despite the government doing a good job, you know, on many different fronts. But these two, three fronts, you know, serious thing, you know. So, boy, I know. We can play the next clip.
Now I understand. I understand, my old friend. I understand that my old friend, my lifelong friend, former Prime Minister Ingram, is still in the background. He's trying to knock some heads together to try to get him on track. I wish him luck, but I'm grateful to him. Having heard him last night and listened to his speech, I am grateful to him for his endorsement of me on their rally stage last night. My brother Ingram, I understand, sir, why you feel you can't vote for me. I understand why you feel that you can't vote for me, but I'm glad you understand why others will. You know, you also seem very fixated on one of our candidates. Just to avoid any confusion, may I remind him and all that there's only one prime minister on this ballot. That's Philip Edward Braid Davis. No other one is running for prime minister. You see, I understand the difficulty. I understand the difficulty that FNM supporters have. They want change. They want progress. But they have a divided leadership team that can't deliver it. To them I say, this is a moment when your vote for the country really counts. Your vote for the country really counts. Pintard says he wants a reset. But reset to what? To those FNMs, I say, we know you don't want to go backward. We know you don't want to just start everything all over again. We will embrace you and work together with you to take the country forward. This is a vote for your country. There'll be a time for you to rebuild your party. There will be that time for you to rebuild your party, but the time is not now. So if you wish to choose progress, you have to vote for the PLP.
Well, we heard it from the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas responding to his good friend, Hubert Alexander Ingram. Y'all people understand what I'm trying to explain to you guys? So if you go there and you be holding your round one another and want to fight one another and want to kill another, you're just a fool. Okay? Because them three guys are the best of the friends and they multimillionaires. They business partners in law firms, and they will help one another regardless. They don't need nothing in this country as long as their party is in power, right? They would be stakeholders in the party, and when their party is not in power, Brave still is his friend, or Chester still is his friend. You understand? On this side of the scope, same thing with Ingram. On that side, you don't think Michael Pintard has friends on the PLP side? It might look seems like these guys are really wine. Yeah, in a sense, but these guys sit down and eat, you know, and they don't care on the way how we can on the streets and when kill one another and cursing one another. Yeah, they might have their little differences in the host assembly, right? Yeah, but don't mind that these people sit down and eat, but they are very successful business owners in this country, and they have a big stake in this country. So let us, when we go into this election period, you vote who you want to vote for. You vote for what's right, what you feel, you know, whatever candidate that you feel has been doing great for you, and you feel that's something that you should vote on to help you out. If you feel that it was good enough, then if you feel that, you know, they ain't doing enough, you know, I must remind individuals in these communities that the ministers who hold these positions are MPs. If they don't have the right set of programs, they're not going to be able to reach you. You understand? Because everyone who live in this country has basically the same problem. So it's going to be impossible for a minister who make 160, getting a sniping for $160,000, I think is a year, 150 for MP sniping. Okay? That means in a community where we have like anywhere between 5,000, 9,000, 10,000 persons registered in that community, it being a grandstand. I mean, 5,000 or some people registered to vote, right? That don't mean there's only 5,000 people living in the community. There's just 5,000 people who registered to vote. In a community like being a grandstand, you think only 5,000 people or 6,000 people living in being a grandstand community? There's children, there's elderly, right? Some people, 7, 9 people live in one house. Some people, you know, 4 or 5 people, you know? So the number of people living in this community could be anywhere close to over 20,000 or more. Some could even be close to 50,000 people living in this community. So do you think when a member of parliament, whether he PLP or FNM, to go in a community, especially area like being a grandstand or Centerville, okay, or Camp Road area, with $160,000, how many people can that help? When everyone get the same need, every house you go to gonna need someone to turn their light, to fix their house, to fix their toilet, you know? The task is very difficult. You know, that's why we have to empower people so they could be able to take care of themselves. That's why we have to introduce creative programs in the inner city community so that people can turn business owners so they can help fix their community as with the system coming in with the trickle-down effect. You know, it's very difficult. I just want you to notice, you know, let me give Mr. Watson. I pull up Mr. Watson. I neutral with everyone, okay? I work with Mr. Watson as a community leader, all right? I work with Travis Robertson when he was the Free National Member of Parliament for being a grandson. I work with the late, great Dr. Bernard Nordich. I work with the late, great Bradley Roberts, okay? Every MP that came in that community, I work with them as a community leader just to work with them whatever they wanted to. Helping the community, I was there to make sure that the help was there for the community. I didn't take sides of who's PLP or who's FNM. Anyone can tell you in the community, they can tell you I help everyone in the community. I don't look at no one as no PLP and FNM. See, I'm a real, real Bahamian, you know. I don't take it personally enough. I understand what it is to be a Bahamian. Being a Bahamian means, just like how I used to junk and walk, I might be a one family. But I said Junkanoo. What I mean, I said Junkanoo. Yeah, maybe one family. But when I go on Bay Street and I listen to each and every group, I respect each and every group. And when a group wins, I respect that. You know? When there's a funeral, that's what I notice. That's how I am. That's why I know what I'm saying. When there's a funeral, a person die in a Junkanoo group, whether it's from one family, the Saxon or the Wally, everyone comes together. Everyone, the Wally comes together, the Saxon come together, the Roots come together, the Pigs come together, and when they out there, they are Junkanooers. You know? They are Junkanooers. So I am a nationalist. I look at it as a nationalist. I I would work with any government that comes in to assist the country or the community with programs. So, yeah. You know, so it's very difficult. I just want people to know that, you know, it's very difficult. You know, and I blame the prime ministers, you know. I blame them, you know. That's why it's a boss. And it's doing what he's doing. Rick Fox doing some stuff up the way. Travis is doing some more in Fort Charlotte as well. You know, some other MP is doing some impactful work. But the main set is Chester Cooper, who is doing a complete community development with houses and hotels and airports and rent-to-own and small business, okay? Then he gets a boss over there, helping people start their small business, fixing their houses. You understand? And like I say, you get a Travis Rader following. Then you get in Fox Hill with Honorable Fred Mitchell. And then we have the next MP. I forget that, Free National Movement MP for Fox Hill. Get us Mr. Fox. Yes, Mr. Fox, who is doing a tremendous job in Fox Hill as well. So, you know, it's very difficult. And what we're asking for from the MP is, you know, it's crazy. So that means now they have to have it in their budget because the election has changed, you know. If you can't be able to help people in these communities, there's no sense you campaigning. I'm just going to say that now. That's what we have come to. And we can't blame the people. If we're seeing an increase from Chester Cooper, $13 million, we've seen an increase from Travis Robertson, from many came in politics, hearing some, being a member of parliament, a junior member and junior minister of the Ministry of Tourism, hearing some of that. You know, and then some sponsors gave him a little something. Then he was able to go to school. So, you know, start his business and stuff like that. So he was able to accumulate that. So when we see the increase in that, you know what I mean? You see a $13 million increase from 4 years ago. I'm just saying, you know, he could earn it honestly. You understand what I'm saying to you? Then we have other MPs who have increased. We have the opposition leader. His thing increased, I think they said $1 million when he's looking at it. So you understand what I'm saying to you? So when we look at it as behaving people, what we saying in our eyes, you know, when we see that and you declaring these things, wow. So now for us who's struggling, but you got to do something for us, you know? That's what it comes down to. And we have to put stipulation in place, you know, on what MP can do from what he not can do. Because we could show away the Constitution. This election year, we could show everything about the Constitution because I know the Constitution speak about MPs doing certain things they are doing. You know what I mean? I don't think we MPs supposed to be doing all this stuff, but that's what happened over time because we have left the community in a deplorable state. Now the people only want you hand out now. You can't blame them because they know their vote is only worked for every 5 years. So the people want to eat, they want their host fixed. So you can't blame them. You can't blame them. You understand? You can't blame them. You can't blame them. So it's going to, you know, you can't blame them. That's what we bring the people to. You know? That's what we bring them to. Huh? We bring them to that. Now we got to bring them out of that. That means we're going to have to invest. You know, they see the increase, $13 million this one, you have $3 million in investment, submit their profit margin, what they've made from government. And we, you know, people seeing it, you know, hearing the stories and who get millions of dollars contract. Yeah, so what you expect for the Bahamian people, you know? All this thing is making the country worse. Honestly, I'm going to just tell you this now. We're just making the country worse. In my eyes, we're just making the country worse. I could just tell you this, you know? We're making the country worse, you know? Because if we here saying that I want something for my work, I don't blame them. Listen, I don't blame them because that's the only time they say that their vote is worth something. They don't even get to see the MP this one time. So let me say this to all the MPs right now. You better don't go around walking today, tomorrow. You see, tomorrow is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You all better walk around with the bike when you all go in this community, and you better be giving people $500 to $1,000. Like, telling them what's going on. You understand? Because a lot of people are still ain't going to vote. You understand? Because they said, you know, I'm serious. And Chris, so much people undecided. You know? That's bad. You know, a lot pulling for the PLP. What the PLP do this, but everyone, or this would just put the brakes on everyone. Man, they say, what about the corruption? What about the police issue when our children and stuff like that getting shot on the nose and we always hear knowing the police and guns get put on this individual and this person shoot at the police. And then we'd have stories where, in some cases, when the neighbor said, the boy got no gun, this and that. We think we're selling all the drugs and stuff like that. That time you get senior officers involved in running airports. How much drugs they are being delivering to the country and putting in the hands of youngsters who, in turn, use these drugs to take the life of an ex-individual. Or guns smuggled in the country by our law enforcement agency, which go undetected for years. And just recently they got caught up because the information was put out there. And then the U.S. came in and then was able to execute. But our own government, with all the investigation and equipment we spend for local guys on the street who get a pound of dope or do any little smuggling, we have all the information on them. But when it comes to our own law enforcement, all kind of forgery, all kind of drugs, all kind of guns selling to the streets, you don't know how many lives are being cost by the individuals who hold these positions of power. They was going undetected. That means they were getting through without getting searched. That means it was in tons and in the bulk, and that was hitting the streets. And they say included firearms. So a lot of these firearms and stuff you see on the streets, and a lot of people were getting killed. All this was connected to our law enforcement. And that's why when they talk about the government, people just talk about these three issues: the immigration, the corruption, and the selling of Bahamian documents and the birth rights of Bahamian. And this is the only thing people are saying about against the government. You know, they're talking good about the lady, Pia Global Role, my schoolmate. They're saying she's a good MP. They're talking about Gladys Hanuman. But like I say, what is going to do that? It's the fact of those three issues right now. We can play the next clip, please.
We are angry about fraudulent passports. We are angry about NIB cards being reproduced. We are angry about somebody's ability to get a birth certificate that is not true because they can find a corrupt JP that's prepared to sign an affidavit sworn by somebody who's telling a lie. We are angry about that. We are angry that our fishermen have to deal with poachers, but more than deal with poachers, they have to deal with persons who tried to get a compressor permit when I was the Minister of Fisheries, and we refused it. But under Davis, they don't have to worry about a compressor permit. They are now married. Marriage argument, we didn't buy. The court didn't buy. Davis stores have swallowed hook, line, and sinker. This is why we are outraged.
Well, you know, some points they're talking about Dominican fishermen and them married Bahamian woman, so it seems to come fishing in Bahamian waters and dried a bed of conchs and, you know, with our seasonal fish, crawfish, and sell it back to the U.S., you know, so they only marrying Bahamian females to get a marriage certificate. Just like we got a lot of Haitian national, Jamaican national, anyone come to the Bahamas and they want residency, they would give a Bahamian male or female who stupid and don't know the value of their citizenship would sell theirself for $5,000 or $10,000 and you never see this person again. They only got married. There's no sex involved. You know, they just want to get the passport, I mean, to get the document sorted out and get the residency. Then they kick you in your hip and they go then start their own business, be successful. And they just keep on paying you, you know, they ain't getting a divorce. And then, you know, and that's how it go. So all I'd be able to look into, you know what I mean, some serious stuff going on in our country, you know. And that also depriving Bahamian people about the natural resources, you know. So there's a lot to look into, you know. And I hear the opposition leader, Michael Pintard, speaking on it, you know. But like I tell you, you know, as much as he's speaking on it and making it aware, he knew about it a long time too, you know, because he was a part of the government, you know. And like he said, you know, he denied the thing so that you don't get married because he knew the intentions of, you know, that particular matter concerning marriage and what they want to do. And, you know, You know, that's why he's speaking on it. But at the same time, like I say, he just as guilty as well, you know. We as Bahamians in this country, we just tired of that. You know, we know you all done been in government. You all lose it. Now you're trying to get back in government again. Like, even though we talking about the three major things, like the immigration, the corruption, and the selling of falsified documents, national insurance, passport, and et cetera. Right? That's the only thing people are mad with the BLP for, you know. I mean the people themselves, like us who are swing voters, not the members of that party, not the members of the PLP, you know, as far as they're concerned, they don't see this, you know. They say all governments being corrupt, you know. That's what they'd say, you know, because they, you know, they ain't accepting that. They can say all governments corrupt, but we as Bahamian people, we who vote for any government, we just vote for what's right and how our feelings are. And we feel we need to do the right thing, and we feel that this government, we vote for this government to stay, or we vote for this government to go, you know. So that's the way it is, you know. We know, you know, and you knew. That's why a lot of stuff is getting exposed now, because you were part of government, so you noticed what's going on. But what did you do to really fix it, you know? Now you try to fix it when you get in. And if you get in as government, you know, so that's why the Bahamian people are undecided, you know, because, you know, both major parties know we had this problem, and basically they lie, they never really address it, they never apologize. The Bahamian people have to find out, either by information getting portrayed. Remember when we talked about the opposition leader Michael Pintar talking about, there was a lot of fraudulent passport in a particular plane, and that was denied by the Minister of National Security. And a few weeks later, we saw in the newspaper 90-some person get charged for passport, and et cetera, and et cetera. You know, so that means he was saying the truth. So these are things, like I say, on how we are going to judge in the next general election. Despite the goodness, the sincerity of the Honorable Brave Davis, certain departments like the police force, immigration, customs, and even government itself needs to be regulated, needs to be policed properly. You know, the Bahamian people want the police to be policed properly. Well, if there is an infraction on the officer and the investigation prove that he has violated the rights of a citizen who is sworn to protect and serve, and they file a complaint, it should be investigated, and should be investigated in a timely fashion. But also, the person who made the complaint should be updated, and also be recommendation that the information received from the complainant, who given this information against an officer, is the truth. If not, that person should be locked up for false information. At the same time, because you know we have a lot of people who also lies on law enforcement in the country. So it has to be a proper investigation team in all government departments that has the ability and the power to arrest persons of interest, whether you're in the Royal Bombers Police Force, Defense Force, Custom Immigration. We have to be able to make that a mandate in this country to bring some stability and try to fix this country, because it's just too much going on in our country. We're going to take this call on Guardian Radio.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Brown.
Good evening to you, sir.
I've been listening to you this evening, and I just wanted to personally thank you for what you do on the radio. I feel that you are a national treasure.
Yes.
In the sense that you don't have an agenda that you push.
Thank you, sir.
I heard you mention earlier that, you know that the strong PLPs will vote PLP and the strong FNMs will vote FNM. But you don't think like that. You have a special ability to think critically, assess the situation for what it is, and give your opinion. And I personally believe that if more Bahamians were like you, Mr. Brown, we'd be in a better place.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to personally thank you on the radio, and I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much. And that's the example I want to set and show them that that's what being Bahamian is all about. Like a junkanoo, Yes, I may be one family, but that is not going to stop me from making the right decisions in the Saxon win or the Valley win or the one family win and the whole animosity. We go right back to square. You know, that's what I'm about. That's what our leaders need to appreciate. And the gentleman who called us, now, you know how I learned that, sir? I learned that off humility. You know, I was a person who used to be involved in a lot of illegal stuff. But then as I say to myself, you know, it wrong for me as an individual. Right? It was wrong for what I was doing. And eventually it changed me and made me the person I am today. And I'm one of the most honest person you're ever going to meet. And all I want to see is that our country change. And the only motive I have in this country is to see all of us doing better. I want to see the Princess Margaret Hospital doing better with our parents so that they could be able to lay on the bed where the hospital is not leaking. I want to make sure the prison can be rehabilitated. You understand? I want the people in the inner city community live a clean and healthy community where there are no cars, rats, and roaches. You understand? What everyday need. I want the parks to be able to be structured where the kids can come after school and stay hotel around at 6, 7 o'clock where they have instructors on the park teaching them the basic things. And I want the church also to be a part of it. See, I'm a nationalist. Yes, caller, thank you very much. We're going to take this next call.
Hello.
Good night.
Give thanks and praises.
Hey, 52. Yes, brother.
Anyhow, Scoochy, I was supposed to hear you to give you some personal information, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't believe what's going on, my brother. I telling you, man, some days I can't even see on the radio, you know, but anyhow, as to testify to what you said, right? Boy, while my brethren was in the shop the other day, he was in the States for a little while. He was aware of some little problems that he going to school, but he's locked up from his 30s, some 17, he come up when he's 35, right?
Yes, sir.
So he was saying he missed some days, and he started talking, but the old days he started talking about Keaton Kirby and Moshe and Diane and all them things there, right? Because he's a little younger than me, right?
Yes, sir.
So then he said he going to school, right? So he told me, he said, guess what? I mean, I swear to God, they can say, wait, school, she's delivered? I said, what you mean? I said, you in a school, she's big time school, she's big time talk show. He said, what? I said, well, yeah, man, and guess what? This you there, right?
Yes, sir.
It's pure reform. He just said you.
Yes, sir.
Businessman, making all kind of money, doing there good. He learned Kung Fu. I don't mean real Chinese Kung Fu from a guy in prison.
Yeah.
Listen, this you there. You can hit him. Listen to me. I ain't telling no lie. This you there. He's a physiotherapist now, right? But he was surprised if he started on with Chucky and I can't remember what Keaton Kelby, younger brother name. Because the last time, remember the little thing that me want to talk with the past.
Yeah,
But I see, man, I got to bring him to meet you.
Yeah.
He called some names, right? He going from sleepy to move. But you know, and I tell you before, me and Benji, you know, I never know Moshe, but me and Moshe, brother Benji, you know, me and Benji was cool.
Yeah.
And Ty and we go up together, all the Mikey up, you know, so I kind of a little old and things like that. But, yeah, man, so, but to tell you the truth, as you're talking about the politics, right, the politicking, right? Be honest with you, Scoochie, we can see the revelations and we can see for ourselves and discern for ourselves within the inner city, right? But what I'm saying is, I don't listen to the rhetoric, you know, but at my age, right, Scoochie?
Yeah.
I mean, you see how the compressor in the background sometimes, you know.
You wake up.
I'm rich, right? And I don't really have that desire. I don't look up to no one like that. I look up to the sky, you know? The only sun I know is the sun in the sky. Mm. I know, but no son of God. I know all of us are sons of God. So what I'm saying is with me, I ain't never get no contract from no politician. Ain't no politician. Never give me nothing to vote. So I don't know what me and you the same boat. I's a nationalist. I don't have time to really... What I'm saying, in other words, Scoochie, I don't really listen to narratives, you know?
Mm.
People may think I like to talk, but I just read more than I talk. Mm-hmm. I even slow down on reading because it's not good for my mind. I don't want to be out of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
See me? So what I'm saying is, without the Freedom of the Information Act and the contempt by the various administrations as relate to dealing with the freedom of the information and curtailing this immigration problem. Now, the problem is so serious that you can't even speak out. People freak out. But what I'm saying is, I listened to you, right? And you was talking pure sense, you know. In the long run, the government has disrespected the people continuously for decades. Now the chicken has come home to roost. Right, Scoochie?
Yep.
But as a citizen, we are not good citizens if we don't agitate and we just turn around, consume, conform, and just shut up. You understand me?
Yes.
This is what they want. But like I say, I'll come and see you and I'll talk some things.
Yes.
But it's nothing to do with some personal things that I'm related to some people that's in the news.
Yeah.
And I just shared with you just to let you know. But, okay. You know, I mean, keep the good job up, Scotty. But, I mean, the country is in a mess. Yeah, but people still shouting, God bless.
Yeah.
You see me? So I don't listen to these words coming out of these politicians' mouths, you know. Mm. So you and I know, Scoogey, if you was to get in a problem and you go to jail and you don't read your deposition, so I'm not going to grade anybody because without the freedom of the information, I don't have the information to grade you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can know one thing. I can do what Tate Hardy say. I ain't voting for certain people. Mm-hmm. I ain't no fool. You can't come to me. They walking around. They didn't hear me on the radio saying, I don't want to talk with no politician, 5-year magician. I don't have nothing to say. I don't have nothing to talk. And I go, like right now, I ran block and block. I don't know what that means, right? I ran block and block. But you know, the people I'm seeing, when they go to the polls, they ask you no colors, right?
Yeah.
But your brethren, Gandhi, the polls, what time the polls close at?
I might be late.
Yeah, but I get in late because I try and avoid a lot of imbeciles. You know what I mean? Like, that's just me. At my age, I off the stage. I don't want to break out in the rage and end up in a cage. Give thanks a lot, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. For the board of the callers, you guys did a wonderful job. And to the younger caller who called earlier, I learned our humility. You know, I learned, that's when I find my peace, you know. I found my peace. And yes, but ever since I started to speak truth and do truthful things, my whole life changed. I watched my health change. I watched my emotion change. Everything changed about me when I just give up. Just free yourself, you know. Just free yourself, you know. Just free yourself and everything else just come to tuition, you know. And I just being a honest, humble person. I got it from my grandmother, Louise Brown. She's deceased now. And she taught me that, you know. And I grew up with that. Now I'm even more humble now. And I know how to address people. I could get along with anybody. Anyone could tell you. That's why I'm able to make a lot of things happen when I meet persons who want to invest in any program that comes to mind in the community. You know, I'm always able to get a sponsor or something. Once it's something to do positive, I'm always able to have that relationship. Everyone loves me. You know, I could get along with anyone. You know, I'm not a deceitful person. I'm not a liar. You know, I'm not looking to impress nobody. I'm not looking for no fame. The only thing I want to do is have a place in the world where we can help one another, you know, build a better country, you know. Because you don't never know who you help today will help you tomorrow. You help a kid today, you know. Next 20 years, that kid might remember you and you'd be in a position where you walk on your walking stick. And that same kid who you help, who you tutor, went off to college and be successful. How many stories you've heard about that? You know, and you'll be walking. And, you know, they'd see you. And they might bless you, give you a host. You know what I mean? Some people see, that's my team. Boy, you know how long I've been looking for you? Come here. And they'd see you in a position. And that same kid who you never know the impact you did for that individual, he or she, and they successful, but they help you. So that's why you always have to do good and keep your heart pure. And don't let no one upset you, you know. Whether it's relationship-wise or something like that. Yeah, things might go bad in the relationship or whatever. But don't hold on to it, you know? Let it go. Once you let it go, trust me when I tell you this. Let it go. Once you let it go, eh, you can heal yourself. You have one more clip, but that's the last clip. Okay, I want to start this. I want to talk about this here. Okay, see, this is why the Miami people, you know, can't catch a break. Okay, we have your opposition leader, Michael Pintard, yesterday accused parliamentary commissioner Harrison Thompson. Boy, Mr. Thompson, you're in all kind of trouble. I think this is going to be your last time when this election is over. I think people want you gone. I don't want you gone. I just tell you how people feel about you, sir. They feel that you are one-sided and you always have an excuses, like the Minister of National Security, and you're always taking up, like, for the government or the parliamentary office, but you're never addressing and saying that, you know, we have a problem, you know. You're always trying to use some type of excuse. See, that's the thing about it, you know. See, people want that change. People want to hear that, yeah, we have a problem, we're going to work on it, and we're going to fix it, and we can do it step by step. We can accept that, you know, but when you keep on, you know, it's just crazy, man, you know. Anyway, so let me read. He says here, the Parliament Commissioner, Harrison Thompson, of seeking legal advice on whether potential but potentially thousands of people whose name are not on the register could vote using regular ballots in Tuesday's general election, saying such a move would alter election rules days before polling day. At an emergency press conference, Mr. Pintard, let me read page 3. Okay. He says here, the number of affected voters could be several thousand, adding that one source suggested the figure could be as high as 15,000. No official figure was produced during the press conference. And Mr. Thompson did not answer calls seeking comment yesterday. According to Mr. Pintard, the Free National Movement received reliable information that the Parliamentary Registration Department, through Mr. Thompson, sought advice from the Office of the Attorney General on whether people with voter's card but absent from the registry could vote using regular ballots. Mr. Pintard urged that allowing people to vote basically solely on possession of a voter's card without their names appearing on the register would decouple the card from the registrar and undermine the electrical process. Once you say voter's card alone is enough to vote on Tuesday, once you decouple the card from the register, you are not just opening the door for the Bahamians who were wrongly left off the list, Mr. Pender said. He claimed that Mr. Thompson confirmed when asked that his department had sought advice from the Office of the Attorney General. FNM legal advisor Kyle Parker said that after the party received the tip, a meeting was held on Wednesday with the Commissioner of Police, Mrs. Shanta Knowles, Mr. Thompson, political party representative, and etc. So there's a response. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see, because you know the PLP responds, so let me see if I can find it. Okay. Yes. Oh man, no, what's just going on? Oh, no, man, come on, man. I decided this now. I can find it. I think I can find it. One second. Because I just save it. Okay. All right. Let's go, baby. Let me see if you okay, yeah, I get it. Okay. So in response to that, now I see these things, they need to explain us. We don't know all the crap there. I don't know what they mean. They be going and grandstand and we get all the people who was registered in the last election, right? Now we get people who live in grandstand who y'all ain't going and do a background check on, right? Because you're probably confining them, but they're on the registrar and they're not listed. But now you're asking the parliamentary, could ask the attorney general, because the attorney general is really in charge of these proceedings. You know, the governor general is in charge of the gun. So I don't know. So people are saying, how is this possible, you know? I don't know. So let me just, that's one side of it. That's from the Free National Movement. So now let me go and read. Okay, I'm going to read it. Okay, coming up right now. The PRD rejects FNM claims, affirms to legal guidance. Okay, this is response. The Parliamentary Registration Department, PRD, has rejected the inadequate and misleading claims made by Free National Movement, announcing today that it's fully altering to the legal guidance provided by the Office of the Attorney General. In an official statement, the PRD clarified it is categorically false, as stated, that thousands of persons hold voter's card without appearing on the register. The facts are this. During a routine scrutiny of the registry, the PRD identified anomalies affecting approximately 135 persons, so the majority of whom are transfers on a register containing 209,264 voters. 135 persons represent less than 1%. This comes after a Thursday press conference where the FNM raised concerns that the PRD was alleged seeking a legal pathway for individuals not listed on the voters registry, but who possesses voters cards to vote on election day FNM leader Michael Pintard claimed the parliamentary commissioner Harrison Thompson confirmed that the insurers of voters' card to thousands of individuals whose name does not appear on official registry and that the department was seeking an opinion from the Attorney General's office on how these people might be allowed to vote. However, PRD said, contrary to what was stated yesterday, no special card was issued by PRD. Rather, each of the affected persons hold a valid voter's card, either the purple card or a biometric card, daily issued by the PRD upon proof of their lawful entitlement to register under the Parliamentary Election Act. The statement said, the anomalies does not concern the entitlement to vote. Rather, it concerns a technical discrepancy. Individuals' names either do not appear on the certified register or the constituency or polling division recorder is incorrect. These persons do not cause this anomaly and are in no way at fault. To address this issue, the PRD said it sought legal counsel from the Office of the Attorney General, which advised that the affected persons must vote using a protested ballot. The PRD is complying fully with that legal advice, the PRD added. See, this is the thing, you know. That's why I say we you know, the opposition saying one thing, the government saying, who are we supposed to believe? So you see, you always leave it up to us to make the decision. You understand? No one is admitting the truth. So how are we as citizens supposed to know the truth? Yeah? So you see why you always leave it up to us? So for the people who are not a part of both political parties, you know, and just persons who want to vote in the general election for what's right, or they feel the party that they feel should deserve an opportunity to serve, you know, let's keep it like that, you know. We don't need to wear no shirts. People like us don't need to wear shirts. We have to be the deciding factor in this country, even though it's the only thing we do in the last 5 years, you know. We don't need to wear shirts, you know. We don't need to be a part of a party. We support the government. We vote for government, and if the government do fool, eh, and they ain't do the right thing, we vote them out. And we vote the next government in. And if the government do good for 5 years, and we feel that they deserve a second chance, then collectively, if that feeling is all around, we all feel that way, then when we go to the polls, eh, we'd have them emerge as the second-term government. Or we have a new government. As simple as that. You know, no beating around the bush. You know, no beating around the bush. But the Bahamian people want to be respected. When we look at the polling station last week on how Bahamians was treated, you know, I think it was a complete disrespect because we need to be treated with respect. But I mean it's this. We decide who is going to be the next government. But yet still, where's the chairs? Where's the tents? You know? Where's the ambulance? Where's the attendants? Where's the firemen, you know? Because, you know, you guys have the volume of money. Anything that's going down around these polling stations, it has to do with the government and the opposition. You know, they're going to spend some money around the polling division, but the government itself have to use its resources to make sure that tape our chairs and et cetera on tents and, you know, little fans out there, if it's possible, to make sure those who are going to vote or those coming out to vote, it's comfortable. That means, you know, if the 200,000+ people going to vote around the country in a different voting division, that means it's going to be hectic. So put some drinks. If you want to put some eats and drinks out, it'll be good. Not no bears or nothing like that. Some eats and drinks out to each one of the polling divisions to make sure that the persons come in and go in. And those who probably be waiting in line for a long time, because a lot of people would get frustrated and they would not vote because why should I be on a line taking so long? There's nothing for me to drink. There's nothing for me to sit down. But yet still, I want to participate in the country's general election, which I'm a part of, and that's my constitutional right. But I'm being denied it because I have to stay on the line so long, stand up and have to hear all this crap from all the officials about go this way and go that way and when we're going to move and when we're not going to move. No. So a lot of people get fed up and they would leave. So make it comfortable to all the polling stations. You know, so boss makes some recommendation, but we need to all polling stations, some of the captains and stuff like that from both political parties, from the political parties. Y'all provide some eats and drinks for the elderly, for all those persons who are going to be around the polling stations, okay? All right. People need to be treated with respect if you want them to vote. You understand? They want to be a part of this democracy. So like I say, I'm your host, Warden General Braun, 746. Little reminder, something else I want to talk about real quick. That advance poll. So we don't want a long wait time, you know? If it's a long wait time, make sure that the voters, the persons who are voting, update them and provide them some water, some drinks, and you might have some grill out there or some Kentucky, some McDonald's or something. You know what I mean? This election time, you know, make it worthwhile for the long stay. So, you know, if there's a long line, then accommodate, you know. Have some peas and rice out there, some chicken or something like that, some of the organizations and the parties and stuff from the BLP and from the coalition. Cook some food and bring it out there, some nice hot food, and sow some salsa or something, you know. Bring a plate, you know, sauce it out. Some stewed fish, some sauce, some turkey sauce, you know. Some nice, you know. Make it worthwhile, man. The Bahamian people, you know, we doing the government a favor. We doing the PLP a favor. We doing the FNM a favor, okay? All right? So do us a favor. We want to see some boiled fish, stew conch, you know, for the abundance of people who come in. Come on, man. Let's go, man. Give us some of them contracts on the last day to do some of them stuff or spend some of the election campaign money. And again, I would advise the PLP, the FNM, when you go to these communities, you better have something to give because there are poisons out there saying people, on one side, getting $20,000 to be cleaning up the streets and stuff like that. And they're saying that these individuals think that these people who are giving this money to control the whole area. So the people are saying that contracts are given out right now before the general election, cleaning the side of the road. So many different people. I mean, not cutting nobody out. They're saying they're not cutting nobody out, but they're saying that the people who you're giving the money to all around, right? They're keeping the majority of themselves and they ain't trickling down. So the people say when you come around these communities, you better do something for them personally. So you come. So, but listen. I say that's the right thing to do. I say that's the right thing to do, right? But this is what it comes down to. People want something until we can change that. Until we can say to ourselves, no MP should have $160,000 to deal with a population that has $20,000 to $30,000. Okay? You understand? No community. So that $160,000 that the government gives to the MP to do works in the community, that's a slap in the face. Chester Cooper make $13 million in 5 years. Now, $50,000, right? Watch this now. Let me show you how serious this is, right? And I grind on this. The sniping that MPs get, I think it's $150,000 to $160,000, right? In the community, you have be anywhere between a couple thousand registered voters, right? And you would say, how many people live in that community? Just say, on the registrar for building grants, like I said earlier, might be a couple thousand, but the community itself have about 20 or 30,000 people living in it. Do you think a sniping for Mr. Watson or to Jay Philippe with $160,000 a year, with a $15,000 a month allowance to do things in the community, this includes funerals, right? What the MP has to deal with. Lunch, right? And a couple home repair. At that pace, it's impossible. That's why they need 10 years. But at the same time, you know, I just want to vouch for the allocation, all right? This allocation that you see MPs getting, I vote for that. Anyone, if you listen to me way back in the day, I just want to help get that voucher under the Free National Movement administration working under Tommy Turnquist and giving advice. I say, what if you give the MPs some money so they could go do some work in their community? That was my advice. And Mr. Tommy Turnquist was able to take this to the Prime Minister. Remember the $1 billion you were going to give to the community leaders? That was my idea again, that you saw those community leaders getting $1 million, was given a little $10,000 from the government when Hubert Ingham was in power. That was my suggestion as well. just as a second chance, hey, small business and all that stuff, redevelopment in the inner city. Those are my programs that I have started with other persons, but I was the key factor in making it happen. That's happening non-government. Even helping with urban renewal, giving advice to Mr. Christie when he became the prime minister the first time on what he can do. And that's how urban renewal get started in the country. Yep. Oh, so yes. So that's what it comes down to. So again, BME people, don't go to the polls to be fighting one another over PLP and FNM. All right? You heard Mr. Brave Davis, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, looking for a second term. And listen what he said. My good friend Ingram. All right? Always remember that. My good friend Ingram. It's just that one. Brave is die at PLP. Ingram, former Prime Minister of the Free National Movement, did 15 years. He is a die at FNM. He was a PLP. You understand? But now he's a die at FNM. Right? But they switch side. You understand? If you don't get what you get on this side, you might get it off over here. So switch inside, but government is the government. You know? So don't go down taking this thing so personal. Because when this is said and done after Tuesday, you know what you got to do? Tuesday, you got to go to work, Wednesday. You got to pay your light bill at the end of the month. You got to have money to carry your kids to school. You need gas money. So everything start all over again. It don't stop. So you think it's right for you to get all worked up over election that have not really benefited you directly? When we have the leaders who go and sit down at the restaurant, you would see Brandon McCartney, you would see Hubert Ingram, you would see Perry Christie, you would see Tommy Turnquest, and you see a lot of them sitting down eating, PLPF and them, sitting down eating, and they crack and joke at one another, you know. You understand? They business partners, people. Listen, right now, as we speak it right now, this is what's going on, people, and we so... I know these things, people. Right? It's just that, you know, open your eyes. Don't take it personal. Make the right choice. Support whoever you want to support, whatever MP did good for you, you know, and you feel that entirely you don't let no one influence you. You understand? To mark your ex, you know? And I respect those who don't mark. I respect those who don't go to vote, you know, as well, too. You know? Because I understand how y'all feel. Y'all just give up because y'all saying if they get in, they can be seen. I still got to go to work, pay my bills, and et cetera. Nothing changed. I mean, a slow change, but we know that the majority of us who live in this community for the last 50 years, we need change tomorrow because we've been waiting on it for so long. PLP being woken in the FNM, you know? And these die out grassroots in the city community. So I feel that. Being in Grandstand is supposed to be the greatest area, most developed area in Nassau Providence. Centerville as well. I feel Fort Charlotte as well, headed in that direction. Maybe being in Grandstand should be headed in that direction. But there should be no rundown homes in being in Grandstand. There should be no garbage in lots in being in Grandstand. There shouldn't be no persons who should be unemployed in being in Grandstand because we can make changes in being in Grandstand. I think being in Grandstand, Camperport, and these inner city communities are the most beautiful places in the world. We are the only place, listen to this, people, out east, out west, in the inner city community, you don't really see people like that. But in an inner city community, we share one another. We talk to one another, you know. We sit down and eat and drink with one another, you know. We are neighbors, you know. We have the most beautiful set of communities in the country. We just need more development and more focus needed to be put on these communities by these political parties. So we don't want no MP to get no $160,000 and expect change to come. It's not going to happen. Despite Mr. Watson's best effort, right? Despite the Jay Philippine, if he be successful as coming the next member of parliament for being in Grandstand, or my cousin Jamal being from the Coalition of Independence, the $150,000 is not going to be the change that they need. If these MPs ain't receiving $1 million and have an idea on what they're going to do in the first and second year on how they're going to spend this money, how they're going to invest it so that it can be beneficial to the community and to the environment and help improve the environment. You're not going to see a change with $150,000. That's a slap in the face when me up at MP is making $13 million profit. Besides their private business, but it still was there. That can't make no sense. $13 million, $2 million, million dollars from the opposition, other millions that other MP has made, you know what I mean? And the community itself of Grandstand will receive, watch this, just say 150 a year. Let me see. Let me see if I can count. 150 and 150 and 150 and 150 in 4 years. How much is this? 150, 150, zero. Let me see. 15, zero, 15. What is this? What is this? How much is this? $450,000, if I'm correct. Do you think $450,000 can make a change in a community that has over 30 to 40,000 individuals? No, it's a slap in the face. And I think our leaders, I think Brave, as good a prime minister you is, you yourself talking about progress, I respect you, sir. But for me, as a person who live in the community, I know what the community need. We need better investment. We need like $1 million, $2 million for each MP. And the opposition. So if you get in power again, Brave, you give the opposition $2 million so they can do some work in the community. Give each MP at least $2 million to $1 million per year. We're going to take this last call real quick. And I think that's the only thing that's going to happen. Caller, you have a few minutes. You just make it real quick.
Yeah, good. Listen here, man, don't give people about money. If they can't account for $450,000, I think they can come for $1 million, man. You know, that money was not designed to help the community, you know. Mm. But the government already has programs that is designed to help people, social services, you have other things that is designed. That money was supposed to be for little capital development and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That is, there are other departments that deal with that situation. I mean, and that account is supposed to be audited every year by the auditor general to account for the money. So until you account, how you could give somebody, if you give somebody $20, you ask them, well, what you spend it on? And they can't tell you how and what they spend. You ain't giving no more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So the accounting part, okay, where did this funeral and things like that, we need to get people to save their money. A lot of people could take their money, though, all kind of things, but you could pay for insurance, $5, and get a burial insurance and teach people how to come together. And how they had the Barrel Society.
Yes, sir.
And workers, the MP could put certain amount.
Yes, sir.
Put certain amount so they could insure themselves.
Yes, sir.
We got to teach people to do things.
That's why I say yes.
Themselves, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have
yes,
a good
sir.
One,
thank you very much. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Teach people how to do themselves. That's the trickle-down effect. He talked about the $5 insurance. So that means each person in the community would know about this and this could spread. That's why the MP needs the network. When I was talking about the $1 million, I know you talk. I'm also talking about accountability. I'm talking about programs like what you're doing in the community to make sure that goes right directly to those individuals so that you can say, okay, you got $1 million this year. I trained 50 young male and female to start their business. Each one of their business costs at least $5,000 to $10,000, right? So within a 6 month period to a 1 year period, the MP has to show these 50 kids. 50 individuals, has 50 businesses, and he has to go and stand up in the front of each and every one of their businesses, whether it's a barbershop, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a convenience store. He would have them on record, and he'd show exactly the accountability by going to each one of these places of business and having record, and just say that at least I spent $50,000 this year on 50 persons who got their business started in the Grandstand community. Then next year, I'm going to do the same thing like that. That's what I'm talking about, because they need funds to do some stuff like that. And you're right when you talk about other government departments, social service, but the MP on the ground, where the information coming to them directly on like the stuff you talk about, the $5 insurance, these things themselves can be implemented as well so that people can start to take care of themselves, you know? And that's what we want. We want them to come self-sufficient. And I totally agree with you. you know, call us. So I'd like to say to all the callers, thank you very much for listening to Inside the Inner City. My name is Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, MP or Governor. I'm the host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Okay. I'd like to say to all my friends out there, Elroy, to all the people that listen, thank you. And I hope you enjoy the show. And just remember, you know, it's us as Bahamians. We have to change. You know, we have to change. We have to change to be that change. And sometimes it starts with us. I tell you, I had a bad attitude. And now I correct myself. I look at myself and say, I am at fault. You know, I started to say, I ain't trying to throw it on nobody. Trying to throw the blame on nobody. I had to take a look at myself and judge myself, talk bad to myself. And when I did that, I felt relief. And then I started to push myself in a more positive direction. You understand? I freed myself. And let's just try become a better country, but also you have to admit that you yourself is not perfect. And then after you do that, everything else would fall in place. Again, I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge. I hope you enjoy the show. See you next week. And all the best coming Tuesday to the PLP. To the Free National Movement, to all the candidates, to the Coalition of Independence, all of the candidates, I wish you all the very best. But I also want you to know one thing. If you get in power, whether the PLP, Coalition, or the Free National Movement, the key thing is immigration, corruption, eh, and empowerment. Okay? That's the three things that has to be dealt with in this country. That's top priority. Okay? See you next week. God spare life.
Nassau Bahamas, pick up in Congo. Boy, I from in Congo. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke in Congo. Boy, I from in Congo.